We are joined now from San Francisco by Wendy Taylor. She's the editor of the publication Ziff Davis Smart Business. Welcome, Ms. Taylor.
Hello.
Let me start here. How much of the U.S. economy, the total U.S. economy, is indeed computer related? We hear about the tech slowdown. How much of an effect is that?
Well, it depends on how you measure it, but when you consider that semiconductors or chips are in a lot of things, including cars and cell phones and so forth, we're looking at somewhere between 15% and 20% of the economy.
15% and 20%, and business computer sales are down as well as personal computers.
Correct.
Why is that?
One thing people expected was that computers would last 3 years and there would be a new growth cycle, and that hasn't happened. There's really not a reason that businesses need to go out and buy new computers. At a certain point, you don't need more horsepower just to tap out email messages and browse the internet.
So it's kind of diminishing returns, incremental improvements as we go along.
Right. And there aren't compelling new applications that require people to upgrade their systems like we've had in the past. And then finally, you've got a surplus of equipment out there. A lot of companies have laid off people, for example, Compaq and HP. The merger is going to leave 15,000 people without jobs. Most of those people's systems will then be back in the pool, so companies don't need to buy that much more.
You're sort of giving us a scenario here of just piles of almost junk computers and no need to replace them.
It's nearly that way. In fact, if anyone has tried to donate old computers to not-for-profit organizations, some places won't even take them. They've just got so many of them.
Well, let's indeed talk about the personal computers for a moment, leave business aside. Same things here. Why upgrade? Because you're not going to be getting that much more for your money?
That's right. So consumers are spending their money instead on either things like digital cameras, which are not hugely expensive items, because there's really not a pressing need or new software that they need to get the most out of their computers.
We heard in the earlier report by Scott Horsley that the key to the future in the computer industry is services. What does that actually mean, and can this brand new company that's being formed by this merger between Hewlett-Packard and Compaq compete in the service area?
Well, when we talk about services, we're talking about higher-end things that companies can offer. For example, they can go into a business and help them set up their e-commerce strategy or their e-business strategy, or set up systems that let them track their assets more efficiently. And whether or not HP can get into that business effectively really depends on how well they can glue all those pieces together and offer a one-stop solution.
And what is your feeling about that?
I think they have a challenge ahead of them. It's very distracting to merge companies. If you look at Compaq, when they bought Digital Equipment Corporation many years ago, they actually found it, morale suffered. Initially, they sold more systems, but then it quickly dropped off. And if you've seen Compaq's stock price, it's about half of where it was when that merger initially went through.
Let me ask you a somewhat related question. If you're advising somebody who's now going into their senior year in college and they want to go into computers, what sort of narrow targeted area would really pay off in the next 20 years in computers?
If you are going to school and trying to figure out where to go in technology, there are two areas. One, for programmers, we'll always need really good, talented programmers. And in fact, right now, even though in the technology sector, there's a lot of areas that have been hit, programmers, for the most part, are still getting snapped up. Beyond that, I would say the services industry is actually a big one, and that's more than just technology. That's taking technology and applying it to business, so translating a business problem and showing people a benefit from it, as opposed to just hardcore semiconductors and, straight making boxes, things like that.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you.
Wendy Taylor is the editor of the publication Ziff Davis Smart Business. She spoke with us from San Francisco.